Warning: the following contains biblical content, raw gospel, sudden and spontaneous worship, and something not preached everywhere: the Word of God. This is church formatted for the internet. Coming up next, now here they are, saints on a mission from God.
Well, hello, we're on the north shore of Lake Superior, and I hope you brought your Bible. I like to pray from Scripture. It gives us an understanding, and we know that we're within God's good graces if we pray His Word. If you'd like to us to pray for you personally, or if you have a praise report or testimony, and we'd like you to keep it under a minute, but just call 218-461-0164 and we will pray with you or rejoice with you at our next gospel encounter, which should be next week. And the reason we can't pray immediately, we're not that technically in advance that we can receive calls at this time. So you can either say or text your prayer at 218-461-0164, and we will pray with you. Open your Bibles to Philippians 4. We are going to pray verses 4, 6, and 7. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. The Lord is at hand. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And that's just what we're doing today. We're down by the lake in the glory of God in His creation, and we are letting our requests be made known to You, O Lord. And Lord, just give us, those who seek You, the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding. All understanding. Guard our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus. Lord, give us peace from anxiety. Give us just a stillness in the panic that sometimes surrounds us, Lord, that we may know that we can always rejoice. And again, I will rejoice. The Lord is at hand. The Lord will never leave you nor forsake you. He is with us so that we not be anxious about anything. So we all have families, all in the same building, all in the same apartment, some scattered around. We've been using video conferencing. I think we're going to be using video conference for Easter dinner. For years and years and years, all the families in our area would get together and drive 50 to 75 miles, some of them, and we would have dinner together in our house. Well, that today, with social distancing, is not possible. So we're going to have a video conference on each one of our tables, so we can share a smile and chat while we have our Easter dinner. Social distancing may separate the flesh, but there is no distancing that can separate us from the love of God. Lord, we're praying in Psalms 91, verses 9 and 10. We are concerned about our households, our families, our loved ones. Some even went to the emergency room today, but for a gash on the head and not virus related. But Lord, we pray that there is no permanent damage, no damage to the brain. Lord, we just pray that because this person has made You, the Lord, their dwelling place, and the Most High God, who is my refuge, no evil shall be allowed to befall us. And those with anxiety and panic, Lord, as it says in Psalms 91, verse 10, let no plague come near our tent, because You have made the Lord Your dwelling place, the Most High, who is my refuge. No evil shall be allowed to befall me. No plague may come near my tent. And Lord, we spoke earlier about precious blood of Jesus being shed for our sins. Lord, let that blood of Jesus that was shed cover us in these days, so that when calamity goes by, they just see the blood of the Lamb on our doorposts, the blood of the Lamb on our very, covering our very hearts and soul, that calamity and plague and evil shall just pass over. Lord, protect us. Protect us. We pray for protection and health. Psalms 121, verses 5 through 8. I'll let you find that spot while I drink some water. The Lord is our keeper. The Lord is our shade on your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep us from all evil. He will keep our life. The Lord will keep your going out and your coming in from this time forth and evermore. Lord, we pray for protection and health. Keep our bodies strong. Those with immune system deficiencies, Lord, just give them a booster shot of immunity during this time, Lord, that their bodies may fight off anything from the common cold to this virus that's going around. Lord, keep us during our goings out and our coming in from this time forth and evermore. Fear and isolation. See, fear oftentimes come from isolation, not knowing, but there is always faith, which is the opposite of fear. 2 Timothy 1:7 says, "For God gave us a spirit not of fear, but of power and love and self-control." Lord, give us self-control and assurance in these times. Give us self-control and assurance in these times that we not panic, overcompensate, but we just do the right thing at the right time. And Lord, just guide us in what that is that we must do. And then again in Philippians 4:7, let us rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say rejoice. The Lord is at hand, and we should not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your mind in Christ Jesus.
No humans were exposed to anything false, untrue, or harmful in the creation or production of this podcast. This is church formatted for the internet, which is inherently safe, so be sure to invite all your friends. No gathering is too large. Anyone is welcome, as it states in Romans 10:13. Our prayer over our staff is that if anyone speaks, let him speak as the oracle of God. If anyone ministers, let him do it as with the ability which God supplies, that in all things God may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom belong the glory and the dominion forever and ever. Amen. Our prayer over you is to allow God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit to comfort you. Trust in what Jesus has done for you and become a believer and follower today. I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God until we meet. Greetings and blessings to the church that meets at your house. I'm Pastor Kevin with Pastor Sandy and our Minister of Music, Liz, and we hope to see you again or be with you again next week. We encourage you to call upon the Lord today. The shortest prayer is, Jesus. Now that is the gospel. Your Gospel Network is an intergenerational, Christ-centered, not-for-profit internet mission church. A network of believers from many different backgrounds who are passionate about reaching out to others. Your Voice in the Wilderness, a church online since 98, now known as pgn.church, operates 100% on your tax-deductible donations.